Hi, everyone, and welcome to Remaking Tomorrow, a series of conversations about the future of teaching and learning. I'm Ryan Radzeski, here with Greg Baer, and we're the co-authors of When You Wonder, You're Learning, Mr. Rogers' Enduring Lessons for Raising Creative, Curious, Caring Kids.
This is a podcast powered by Remake Learning, a network that ignites engaging and relevant learning in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change. On today's episode, you're going to be hearing from some of our past guests. We've had so many brilliant people join us over the past number of years talking about the future of teaching and learning. And today, we're going to hear their wisdom about the important role that parents, families, and caregivers play in the lives of our young people.
And so let's begin the podcast the way we usually end it.
What's one thing that grown-ups can do today to make tomorrow a more promising place for every learner?
Your presence. And I know that might sound cliched, but I often go back to the study from the Harvard Center for the Developing Child about resilience. And after they looked at everything else, what it really came down to was the presence of at least one supportive, caring adult that was consistent in their life. Being there for kids, listening, being a steady, consistent presence, that's the good stuff. And you don't know what small things you may say or do that later they'll remember that. You don't know what seed you're sowing, but just showing up, that's everything. I'm Deborah Farmer Chris, founder of Parenthood 365.
Stay connected. Stay connected to the young person in your home. Stay connected to the young person in your classroom. And understand that you don't have to have all the right answers all the time. Hi, my name is Jermaine Myrie, CEO of Mentor.
I grew up on small things are big things. So recognize that their presence and their words and what they pour in to every single kid plants a seed with them. And that seed, it could either be destructive or it can blossom into greatness that we can't even imagine. So every eye contact, every interaction, every moment that we have to pour ourselves in the kids so that they can see beauty and confidence around them, that small gesture is something that every single one of us can do right now, today, every day, every time we see a little face. Hi, I'm Lisa Ratliff. I am the CEO of Kaboom.
Whatever you can do as a shared experience is the best one. And I think technology can be fun for that. I know it's sort of the Sesame mantra that, you know, from co-viewing a television show to just sort of a joint media experience, like some of the hardest things right now about tech is our individual experiences that don't bring us together. The more we use media to bring ourselves together, the better. Hi, I'm Michael Preston. I'm the executive director of the Joan Ganz Cooney Center at Sesame Workshop.
Two things that are connected. One is to more actively engage in the way their children use and spend time with the digital technologies. It's more about helping kids more to understand what the technology today is, what the artificial intelligence can do and cannot do, and reduce the time that we spend on entertainment and social media and technology, and increase the time that we spend together, you know, going outdoors and playing. It's a very, very important part. The good thing is that these two things are connected, and by doing those, you address two very, very important parts of growing up and education. This is Pasi Salberg here. I'm a professor of educational leadership at the University of Melbourne here in Australia.
It's up to parents and caregivers and family members and community members to encourage the kids in their life to explore what's in the neighborhood, what's within the community, or virtually across the country. When kids are introduced to amazing resources, it's something that will stick with them and support their learning year after year. Dory Taylor, producer of Remake Learning Days.
Recognize the power of play and what you're doing every day. A lot of parents I talk to say, you know, I don't know what to do, or I don't think I'm doing a good job. Chances are things you are already doing with your kids, making breakfast with them, sitting down to read a book with them at bedtime, all those things can be a little bit more playful. Thinking about maybe questions that you can ask your children to start those conversations that, like I said, are so important, especially at the early ages. I'm Helen Hadani, and I'm a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
I would say just to spend time every day listening and talking with one another. Our days get so busy and so filled up so quickly that sometimes we forget to pause and ask, you know, what did you learn today? What are you thinking about? Is there anything that's troubling you? And that's where really the brilliance comes and happens. My name is Dr. Monique Chisholm, and I am the Undersecretary for Education at the Smithsonian.
It's really important that parents in these very difficult times find a chance to engage with their kids. It's hard for me to say this as a media executive. Get up off those devices and get out into nature and get into family fun experiences. It's time for kids and parents to reconnect. And when we see things in the world that are scary, frightening, difficult, and untrue, to call them out in an age-appropriate way. Hello, I'm Michael H. Levine. I am the Senior Vice President of Learning and Impact at Noggin, Nick Jr.'s early learning platform for young children.
Now, I think there are lots of parents who feel quite stressed and who think, oh, I can't stop everything and play with my kid. I got to do the laundry. I got to make dinner. All you have to do is incorporate the child in your activities. You're going to set the table for dinner. You ask them to help. And how many people are going to be present? And then they have to pick out the corresponding number of silverware pieces from the drawer. You ask them, what kind of groups should we make with the laundry? How should we organize them? You're helping your child with something called classification. So you can do your job and you can have your kid alongside you. This is a great example of playful learning. I have had people tell me, I forgot how to play, what do I do? All you have to do is sit down and start describing what your child is doing. They love that. And then once you get into it, follow the child's lead. Don't take over, you'll shut down the play. And if the child tells you you're going to be the grocer, you be the grocer, right? And that's how it starts. My name is Roberta Michnik-Golenkoff. I'm the UNIDEL H. Rodney Sharp Chair at the University of Delaware in the School of Education, Psychology, and Linguistics.
Anytime I can give my own child the agency to succeed, fail, learn from failures on his own and the students that I teach and impact, that opportunity, I give it to them, and I have never been disappointed by taking that risk on kids. Hey, I'm Kapono Siyadi, and the author of The Landscape Model of Learning.